this lesson, we'll learn how to form and use the causative in Japanese. The meaning of the causative form can be divided into two categories according to context. This lesson focuses on the coercive causative, which means to make someone do something. The second usage is going to be covered in the next lesson. So first, let's take a closer look at how to make the causative form. For example, how do you say to return home?
帰る.
Then you drop the final u and attach 焦る.
帰らせる.
As for class 2 verbs, you drop the final ru and attach させる. So 食べる, to eat, becomes
食べさせる.
And in the case of the two class 3 verbs, する becomes させる. 来る becomes 来させる. Now let's check the sentence structure. What particles do we use when using the causative form? It's important to think about who is forcing the action and who is performing the action. So could you give us an example from the dialogue?
僕は今、ポチに芸を覚えさせているんですよ。
Right now, I'm making Pochi learn some tricks. The one causing the action is usually marked by the topic marking particle wa, and the one performing the action is marked by ni. So let's break down this sentence.
僕
I
は
wa marks the one causing the action.
今
Now
ポチに
ni marks the one performing the action.
芸を覚えさせている
making one learn some tricks. And here's what you have to be careful of. The one performing the action is marked by ni, but it sometimes can be marked by o, too. In this lesson, we don't want to make things too complicated, so we'll stick to the particle ni to mark the one performing the action. For coercive sentences, we can always use this particle. For further information, be sure to check the PDF.
じゃあ、例文を見ていきましょう。私はいつもゆういちさんに重い荷物を運ばせる。
I always make Yuichi carry heavy luggage.
まあ、でも男なので、しょうがないですかね。
Right, it's because you're a guy, Yuichi, so it can't be helped.
あんまり持ってくれないですけどね。
いや、そんなことないですよ。 じゃあ、ナオミさん。はい。質問です。 ナオミさんは誰かに何かさせたいことはありますか?
So Yuichi asked, Naomi, is there anything that you want to make someone do?
私は彼にタバコをやめさせたいです。
So Naomi wants to make her boyfriend quit smoking.
健康に悪いですからね。
そうですね。